Hello and welcome to Learning God's Precepts. Today we're going to try to answer the question that if I have received Christ, how then do I put on Christ? You see, the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 13, verse 14, that you should put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regards to its lust. It also tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, that he made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Then in 1 John chapter 3, verse 7, it says, little children, make sure no one deceives you. The one who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. All of these I have quoted NASB. Now, if you're anything like me, you've probably asked yourself, since I have already received Christ Jesus and he dwells in me, why then am I asked to put him on? And how does this putting on work? Plus, won't this putting on be works? I'm going to be frank and say that this really confused me for a while. And no matter how hard I tried, I kept getting the same Christianese answers that did not help or provide clarity. But now that the Holy Spirit has helped me to understand, I feel the need to put it out there. So I have before me a bottle of liquid laundry detergent. It's opaque and full of detergent. Feel free to pick one up right now. And if you don't have one, any opaque bottle will do. Now let's imagine that this bottle is who we were before we were saved by Jesus Christ. One day we were your everyday regular bottle of detergent. And then we get really lucky. We meet Jesus. And what does he do? He pays for us. Empties out the detergent content. This is Romans 6:6, and replaces it with clean water. Then he puts us back on the shelf to come back for us later. To everyone else, we still look the same. Even to ourselves, we know that something has happened. But like the bottle, we can't really see what happened within us. We just know that something has happened. But knowing that something has happened is not the same as knowing exactly what happened and what it means for us. Now, this water that Jesus filled us with after he poured out the detergent, this water represents the new life that we have received, the Christ life. And though we have received this water, we do not know how to be a bottle of water. We only know how to be a bottle of detergent. We now need to unlearn everything we knew about being a bottle of detergent and now begin to learn how to be a bottle of water. So when somebody comes by and tries to pick us up, we let them know that first of all, we do not contain detergent. And secondly, we have been paid for by someone else. In this way, we refuse to submit to them. In this analogy, the process of unlearning the habits and behaviors of a bottle of detergent is how we put to death the deeds of the flesh, Romans 8:13. While the process of learning the behaviors and habits of a bottle of water is how we put on Christ and manifest the life of Christ and practice the righteousness that we have already received. We practice righteousness because the life we received is righteous. If you say that your detergent has been poured out and replaced with water, if anyone pours you out, water, not detergent, should come out, no matter how your bottle looks. This is why your fruit is the only significant sign of who you really are. To conclude, as with all other things, we must start with Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Therefore, the first step is knowing and believing, as far as the scenario is concerned, the finished works of Christ. Once that is out of the way, the rest becomes possible. Because if Jesus is not the beginning, how then do we expect to finish?